Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure, all in about 20 minutes. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. And today's adventure starts off as a regular father-son camping trip, but it takes a dangerous turn when they accidentally awaken a powerful forest spirit.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Curse of the Storm Spirit.
Come on!
Ow!
What happened?
The tent pole snapped! It hit me in the face.
You broke the tent?
I didn't mean to.
Let me see it.
Oh, great. We're gonna get soaked now. You know what?
What?
I bet this is because of the spirits Grandma talked about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, some could control the weather. Hey, spirits! Maybe some clear skies?
There we are. Tent's all fixed.
What? You tied it to the tree.
Yep. We'll sleep high and dry tonight. Now, how about a fire?
It's raining.
And?
So it's impossible to start a fire now.
That's why I keep our wood under the tarp. Hand me Grandma's hatchet.
Here.
First, the kindling.
But it's gonna get wet.
Well, that's why you have to act fast. Man, this hatchet never lets you down. See the tiny pieces of wood? That'll help light faster. Oh, and grab those dry pine needles.
Okay. There.
See? Easy as that.
Easy for you, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
What? Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh. I remember you saying something like that about a math test.
That's because it was impossible. My teacher made it way harder than the homework.
You left half the answers blank.
What? How do you know that?
Teachers email parents sometimes.
Ugh. Traitor.
I know. This is supposed to be fun, not a lecture. Let's get that grub on. Big hike ahead of us tomorrow.
And Grandma said a long time ago there were lots of spirits in the woods. Apparently, you could trade offerings with them for magic. You give them something, they give you something.
Yeah, the laws of the spirits. She also said some would suck the eyes out of your head. You forgot that part.
I don't know. I just thought it would be cool if they were real.
Even the eyes part?
No, the magic. Maybe with magic I could pass my test.
You don't need magic to pass.
You've seen my grade.
I've seen you quit your homework when your pencil lead broke.
There wasn't a sharpener.
Magic sure would be nice, but take it from me. It ain't gonna happen.
I get it. Wait. Check this out!
Tyler?
Look at this rock! Grandma has to be right!
What about it?
Do you see the carving in it? This could totally be a spirit stone.
I doubt it.
Spirit of the stone, I offer you some trail mix.
Maybe don't waste our food supply.
Oh, it's just a few raisins. No one likes them anyway.
Raisins are the best part.
Whatever, Dad. Oh, look over there! Another spirit stone, and it's even bigger. Here you go, spirit! Reveal yourself!
If they were real, maybe waking them wouldn't be the wisest thing.
What's that?
A flash storm.
Hello.
What's happening? Dad?
He cannot help you, child. Thank you for waking me from my slumber. Consider me revealed.
Tyler? Where did you go? Tyler! Tyler!
Ah! Hello? Anyone? Spirit? Dad? What is this place?
Hello!
Ah! Who's there?
Down here!
A lizard?
A newt, actually.
A talking newt.
I can dance, too.
Huh. Where are we?
This is Sira's prison.
Who?
Sira! Terrifying storm spirit. Evil. If you're here, you met her.
A storm spirit? Are you a storm spirit, too?
Oh, no. I'm a newt spirit.
Oh. Well, do you have magic?
Well, yes. Kind of. I don't have any magic left.
Oh, why not?
I need offerings to do magic, and I haven't received any in ages.
I could give you an offering.
I'm sorry. But offerings have to be traded at my spirit stone, and that's not in here.
This is crazy. Are the walls made of glowing roots?
Lightning roots. Don't touch them.
They almost look like prison bars.
What are you doing?
Throwing my knife at the roots. For science. Whoa!
Getting through is impossible.
So what does this spirit want? Will she let us out?
Oh no. She is not kind like me. She is cruel, unforgiving.
But I didn't even do anything.
She does not care. She thinks the forest is hers and will do anything to get more power. She destroyed any spirit that got in her way until there were almost none of us left.
What did you do?
I tried to break her spirit stone.
Why?
It was supposed to destroy her. But she caught me. I tried to escape, but she's too powerful, and I ran out of magic. Luckily, she did too. If she got more, she would destroy me.
That's why she could trap me. I gave her an offering.
You what?
Well, I didn't know.
How much did you leave her? Was it something valuable?
Not really. Just raisins.
Oh, good. What is raisins?
Nasty old grapes. We really can't get out of here, can we?
No, we can't.
Hello? Tyler! What is happening?
Hello, mortal.
What are you?
I am the spirit who has your child.
A spirit? What did you do to him?
Nothing. For now. Help me and I will spare him.
How do I know you have him?
You desire proof. Very well. I shall show you a vision of your son. This is my prison, you see. I have hidden it deep beneath my stone.
Tyler!
He cannot hear you. Now do as I ask, or he may not be safe any longer.
Let me see him again.
I require an offering, something of great worth to you. Bring it to my stone. Meanwhile, my prison will fill with water.
Anything. Here, take my hiking pack.
That is not enough. Bring me something you cherish more. If not, I forget. Can humans survive underwater?
Fine. I've got something back at camp. I'll be back soon.
Why is there water coming in?
There wasn't water before you came.
What do we do? It's up to my knees. Dad! Help! Someone!
As long as she doesn't get another offering, we'll be okay.
Her prison is trying to drown us.
I won't drown. I'm aquatic.
Well, I will. I thought you said you were nice. Nice people don't let others drown.
I'm a spirit, not a people. And you're not helping either.
We've got to try something.
Like what?
I'm going to saw through the roots with my knife.
But you saw what they do.
I'll use my shirt to hold the knife. It'll protect me from the electricity.
Are you sure?
No, but the roots aren't shocking us through the water, so it'll probably work.
Ow! Are you okay?
I'm not sure.
I told you not to touch the roots.
Oh, I remember. What's happening? Did I do that?
No, it's worse. She must have received another offering.
What? How? Oh! Dad! Dad?
Tyler? You're okay. Where are we?
This is a prison. She'll destroy us all.
Who's there?
It's just Newt. What happened?
The talking Newt?
Yeah, and she dances, apparently. She's a spirit. What happened?
The other spirit made me trade an offering to save you, but it was a trick.
Oh, what did you give her?
Your grandma's hatchet. She's gonna be furious about that.
That sounds powerful.
I can't believe you were right about the spirits.
I wish I wasn't.
We're all doomed.
Newt's right. There's no way out.
Stop, both of you. You think we're gonna find a way out by moping? Now, how about these glowing roots?
Don't touch them. They shock you. Bad.
Okay. We have some time left. Prison's still half empty.
Oh, it looks half full to me.
Newt spirit. Do you have any magic?
No. I have received no offerings to trade for magic.
We can give you an offering.
I already tried that. Her spirit stone isn't in here, so it's impossible to leave an offering.
Shoot.
Well, we're going to drown because of me!
Huh? Take a deep breath. You're freaking out.
What's wrong?
My stone! Sierra's attacking it!
Your stone? Wait, Tyler, didn't you leave something at another stone?
Well, yeah, but... Newt, is your spirit stone nearby?
Yes, but it's... Wait a drop! There is something there! Some nuts and dried berries?
Yeah, raisins!
I have magic!
Can it get us out?
It's not much. I can take myself out, but only one of you can come with me.
You're sure?
Sure as a root.
Ugh! So we're still stuck?
Take me. I'll face this spirit, and this time I won't trust any of her traits.
How will you win?
I don't know yet. But she's been tricking us, so there's gotta be a way to get her back.
I don't know.
Tyler, you'll have to tread water for a bit, but I'll get you out.
Okay.
Great. I'm ready, Newt.
Here we go. I'll take us a ways from her stone so she doesn't see us. I'm a little rusty. Hold on.
Whoa!
We're free! Wait, why are you out here?
What happened? You were supposed to take my dad, not me!
He must have been too big. I told you I was a little rusty.
A little rusty?
No! Ugh, she knows we've escaped.
Newt, where are you going?
She's destroying my stone!
So you're running away?
Maybe then she'll leave me alone!
Can't you fight her off or something?
No! No magic, remember?
Then, what do we do?
I guess this is the end.
No, no, no! It can't be!
Ah! My legs! They feel weird all of a sudden!
No, 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 no! I need your help! Gah! Stupid, stupid Tyler! Why can't you think of anything? Freaking out won't help. Okay. My dad needs us. Ideas. Wait, Newt! What if we break her stone? Like you tried before?
She'll stop us.
Then, what if we take it?
You can't take something from a spirit unless it's a trade. Maybe running away is better.
That'll just guarantee she wins. No, Newt! You're gonna have to be brave again.
Again?
Like you were the first time you tried to destroy her stone.
But that didn't work.
Well, you didn't have my help before. We'll figure something out. Come on, I'll carry you.
I don't feel so good.
Shh. We're getting close. I see her stone.
I never thought I'd be back here.
Here goes.
Oh, this is just like the lightning roots all over again. It's not working.
One more time.
Sierra!
You two should have run when you had the chance.
I knew this was a bad idea.
Let my dad go.
He is mine. Unless you have something to offer.
No way! You'll trick us again! You said you would save me, but you didn't.
You're free, aren't you?
Thanks to Newt! If it were up to you, I'd be drowning.
Please! The forest is yours. Just let us go.
Never. You defied me. For that, you will pay.
What are you doing? You'll burn the whole forest!
It is mine to burn, Newt. And I'll burn you with it.
You can't do this! You broke your trade! You broke the rules. Wait a minute.
You're out of time. I will grant you one final chance. Do you wish to make a trade for your life or die?
Trade? Yeah, I'll finish our trade. I'll take your spirit stone.
Foolish. You can't take my stone.
But I can. You promised you'd save me, but you didn't. And you trapped my dad, even though he did what you asked. You keep taking without giving anything back. So now you owe us.
Impossible.
Too bad. That's what you get for breaking the trade. Newt, I have an offering for you. Would you like Sierra's own spirit stone?
You can't! Stop this madness! What have you done to me? Where is my magic?
I can't believe it.
There you go, Newt. It's Firestone. The offering is complete.
I accept. Sierra, I sever any hold you have on this stone and claim it as an offering.
No! You!
did it?
Yes!
What are you doing?
A rain dance.
Wow, you weren't kidding. You really can dance. Wait, Newt, my dad.
Oh, right, the other human.
Dad, are you okay?
I'm okay.
You got me out. What happened?
He outsmarted Sierra.
I used her magic against her. You know how Grandma said they always trade?
Sure.
Well, she technically started a trade when she took me and you. So, I got to take something back. I took her spirit stone.
And he gave it to me.
Found a loophole, huh? Maybe you need to become a lawyer.
I... Really?
See what happens when you don't freak out?
Oh, I freaked out.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you were right about my math test.
You're thinking about that now? After we almost died?
What? It was a hard test.
You're a strange kid, you know that?
Well, yeah.
Hey, I'm proud of you, you know. You didn't quit and it saved our lives.
Even mine.
It was kind of my fault, though.
Maybe. But you fixed it.
I guess I did. Whew. I'm kind of freezing.
Same. I think we might need to cut our camping trip short.
And eat something warm.
Yes, warm. What is a camping?
Curse of the Storm Spirit, an original audio adventure cooked up in our secret Kaboom lab. Stick around for a preview of our next episode, but first...
You know, we love making these Kaboom stories, partly because they can lead to great conversations. Now, here are a few places this story took us. I remembered camping trips when I was a little kid. Now, the camper in our family was my grandpa, and he would take us camping, and I would have camping chores. I'd have to gather firewood or set the table. Or get
you
the
thought
set up, right?
This is going to be a vacation.
That's right. But I'll tell you, you know, when I did my chores at home, well, actually, when I didn't do my chores at home, there would still be breakfast or there'd still be dinner. Mm-hmm. But on a camping trip, if I didn't do my chores, there wouldn't be breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, or there wouldn't be a place to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I learned some of the first things I learned about that kind of responsibility as a young camper with my granddad. And it was so fun to remember some of those things as this story unfolded.
Oh, that's so great. I have memories of camping with my grandpa and my dad and my family. And you know, Sam, last year I was looking around and suddenly my kids are 10 and 8 and I realize they've never been camping before. And I felt like this rush of dad guilt. Like,
sure.
Like that's supposed to be an experience that I provide for them. So took them up in the mountains, went fishing, had a great time. But, you know, just kind of like the story that we just heard now, our big hike that I had spent so much time planning, we get out there, we get rained out, you know. But, you know, it's still this memory. All the things that went wrong are part of the story now.
Right.
You know, yeah. at the moment, it was just like, I can't, what did I do? But now it's like, it's a fun thing to say, remember how the food burned? Remember how the tent didn't work kind of thing? So,
those will be memories that are shared around the kitchen table and around the living room forever.
Yeah. Right?
And of course, you listen to something like Curse of the Storm Spirit and you think, could have been a lot worse.
Could have been worse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where this story took us. We want to hear where this story took you. Now, we loved this review on Apple Podcasts from a listener named Han Banny. The review said, these are awesome, great for kids, teenagers, and, well, they're fun for everyone, and I can't believe they're free. I can't tell you, Han Banny, how grateful we are to hear a review like that.
Oh, absolutely,
for someone
yeah.
who's enjoyed the show. You know, you can also rate us and leave us a review on our Apple Podcast, YouTube, or Spotify channels. That really does help new people find the show.
Now, in case you missed it, in our last episode, we announced a new series from the Kaboom team that will run all summer long. You might even call it a summer kabinge.
It's called Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, and it's the hilarious and heartwarming story of lovable underdog Quentin Manning and his enthusiastic, if sometimes misguided, attempts to solve mysteries at his middle school.
It's so much fun. You guys are going to love it. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, is debuting in late May, and then we'll play all summer long right here on the Kaboom podcast feed. Now, here's a preview of our next episode, an original audio adventure called Hunt of the Nydralisk.
When an alien creature escapes from the space station lab...
Stop! Isla, what are you doing? Feeding it? Oh, close the cage!
The whole crew is in danger.
It's separating us for the kill.
Can the three teenage cadets stop the alien before it's too late?
So I have to crawl through tiny vents while some alien creature is in there waiting to kill me.
Yep.
Curse of the Storm Spirit was written and directed by Trent Horton. The cast included Liam Kaufman as Tyler, Ian Parker as Dad, Liz Christensen as Newt, and Stephanie Breinholt as Sarah the Storm Spirit. The sound team for Curse of the Storm Spirit was led by Trent Reimschussel, with sound design by Joshua Fouts, Carly Wilson, and Daniel Phillips, music editing by Joshua Fouts and Kevin West, and engineering, dialogue editing, and mixing by Joshua Fouts. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Trent Horton, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom staff includes Miriam Arce, Evadine Hendricks, Trent Horton, and Tristan Schetzel. Our audio engineers are Carly Wilson and Ashton Parkinson. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.